CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and also with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning. It's Sunday, the 1st of September 2019. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Good news for the 2 metre band, more positive news from CPT ahead of WRC 19, syllabus 2019, mock exams. The past week has seen CPT meet in Turkey, where it finalised its position on a wide range of WRC 19 agenda items, including proposals for a WRC 23, so let's look at the matters that interest radio amateurs. At 144 megs, after a major effort, the 144 to 146 megahertz frequency range was successfully withdrawn from the French WRC 223 aeronautical proposal. This hot topic had been the subject of detailed submissions by the IAIU, France and Germany. This excellent result for amateur radio occurred in parallel to a number of other proposals being adopted to support aeronautical interests. There's more positive news at 50 megahertz. CPT confirmed its common position for an overall 50 to 52 megs secondary allocation for IARU Region 1, following requests from both the RSGB and the UK 6-metre group to Ofcom. We are pleased to announce that the UK has signed an optional footnote in the CPT proposal for national primary status in the 50 to 50.5 meg segment, along with a number of other countries. In most microwave bands, it's pleasing to report that the CPT positions adopted should result in no further regulatory change to the amateur 5 gigs secondary and 47 gigs primary allocations, as well as innovative UK usage above 275 gigs. However, for the 23 SEMS band, following intense discussion, a WRC 23 proposal was considered necessary to ensure the protection of new satellite navigation systems such as Galileo from amateur emissions in the 1240 to 1300 MHz range. The draft resolution that would guide such studies excludes the removal of existing amateur secondary allocations. Commenting on the overall outcome, IARU Region 1 President Don Beattie, G3BJ, praised the IARU team of volunteers and their contributions and was pleased that regulations had recognised the strength of the amateur case. The RSGB will shortly add further details and copies of key papers to its online focus pages at WRC-19, that's on the RSGB site. The October edition of Bradcom will also feature further information as the process now moves towards the final stage at the World Radio Conference this autumn. In preparation for Syllabus 2019, which comes into effect this Sunday, the 1st of September, the RSGB has added to the range of documents for tutors and candidates. Foundation, intermediate and full licence mock exam papers are now available from the Society's website. They include a new handy syllabus reference column to help candidates check the appropriate part of the syllabus if they need further revision on specific questions. You'll find all these documents on the Special Syllabus 2019 part of the RSGB website under mock-exams. The syllabus full specification document has been updated with a few minor changes that are shown in the change log at the end. Additional supporting materials will be released soon, including documents that will provide simple questions for every syllabus item in each of the exams. Hot on the heels of August's Youngsters on the Air summer camp in Bulgaria, IARU Region 1 Yota will be running a winter camp in the Netherlands from the 12th to the 15th of December. We've secured 5 places at the camp for RSGB members who are aged between 16 and 25. The camp, which will take place in a forest setting, promises to be lots of fun and will include a variety of workshops and activities. The RSGB will cover the majority of the cost of the event, with attendees contributing £50. To apply to take part, please contact Board Director Mark Jones, G0MGX, via email g0mgx@rsgb.org.uk. Closing date for applications is the 30th of September. There's more on the RSGB site. The RSGB convention takes place in Milton Keynes from the 11th to the 13th of October. The provisional programme of lectures and workshops is now outlined on the RSGB's website. The Build-a-thon Saturday evening includes food and also the SMD Sutton 2, which is a 40-metre direct conversion receiver made and supplied by Kanga Products UK. All necessary equipment will be provided along with a team to assist you through the build. For more information to book your Build-a-thon place for weekend packages or day tickets, go to the RSGB page /convention. Early bird discounts end at midnight tonight, that is the 1st of September. With over 60,000 visitors to the RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park so far this year, we're looking to recruit new volunteers to engage with the public and give radio demonstrations. If you're interested in becoming an NRC volunteer, you should be passionate about meeting people, feel confident explaining the hobby as well as operating the NRC's radio station, GB3RS. You must be a licensed amateur, an RSGB member, and be prepared to work a minimum of 1 or even 2 days per month. You'll be joining a team of enthusiastic, friendly and dedicated volunteers, and full training will be given. Travel expenses are paid to volunteers living within reasonable travel distance, and NRC volunteers enjoy numerous benefits associated with volunteering at Bletchley Park. Please email nrc.support@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, the 1st of September, the Telford Hamfest and GQRP convention takes place at Harper Adams University near Telford, TF108NB. Go to telfordhamfest.org.uk for more information. Next Sunday, the 7th of September, the Caister Lifeboat Rally will be held at Caister Lifeboat Station, Tan Lane, Caister-on-Sea, Norfolk, NR35DJ. Access is via the car park in Beach Road, doors open 9:30. There'll be a raffle and the on-site cafe and museum will also be open. Special event station will be on the air. Details from Zane, M1BFI, 07711214790. Please send details of your 2020 rally and event plans as soon as you can to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources. Laurent, F8BBL, will be active as TK19 IOTA between the 6th and the 22nd of September. He plans to operate from IOTA Group's EU014, which is the main island of Corsica, EU100, which is Cervicales, EU104, which is Sanguinaire, and EU164, which is Lavezzi. He operates mainly CW, QSL, via F8BBL either direct or via the Bureau, and Logbook of the World. Yuri N3QQ, Cesar V3LYC, Sandro V7NY, and Adrian KO8SCA will be active as K7TRI from Tillamook Rock, IOTA reference NA211 between the 6th and 9th of September. They'll be operating CW and SSB on the 40 to 17 metre bands, with two stations active around the clock, QSL via Club Logs OQRS or via V3LYC. Members of the Russian Robinson Club will be activating Sledge Island in Alaska, NA120, until the 2nd of September. The call sign will be KL7RRC Portable. QSL info is via Club Log OQRS. Now, the special event news. Today, the 1st of September, the Radio Club of Binche will activate ON44WAR, commemorating the sacrifice of the Belgian resistance in World War II, especially those of the Refuge B40 in Vaudrez. On the hour, for 30 minutes, a Wadden MK-V11 paraset will be used to make CW transmissions on the 7 MHz band. The following half hour will be SSB transmissions on the 7 megs band, QSL via ON7RY. More information, on7ry.be. During the month of September, Dutch special event stations PA75BTF and PA75OMG will be on the air commemorating 75 years since British, American and Polish airborne forces tried to capture the river bridges at Arnhem and Nijmegen. PA75OMG will be active from the 12th to the 22nd of September. PA75ODS will be on the air commemorating the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Schelde. Please send special event details to radcom@sgb.org.uk as soon as you can, so we can give you free publicity. It's a licensing condition that radio stations using an UK special event call sign must be open to the public. Now for contest news, the UK and Ireland contest group DX contest ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today, the 1st of September, using 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange of signal report serial number and district code. On Monday, the Pioneer FT4 series runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC, using FT4 only on the 3.5 megs band. The exchange is signal report followed by your four-character locator. Please read the rules carefully for this new contest. On Tuesday, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM only. The exchange is serial number and signal report serial number and locator. At the same time, the machine-generated mode 144 megs activity contest takes place, exchanging your report and four-character locator from 1900 to 2130 UTC. It's 144 megs UK activity contest using all modes, the exchange of signal report serial number and locator. Wednesday, the UK EI Contest Club 80-metre event runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC, using SSB only, the exchange is your four-character locator. Saturday, the CW Open Contest runs from 0000 UTC to 2359 UTC, using 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange is serial number and name. The contest has 3 4-hour sessions. Next weekend, it's the RSGB SSB Field Day, running from 1300 UTC on the 7th to 1300 UTC on the 8th. It uses 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Also next weekend, the 144 megs trophy contest, this time running from 1400 UTC on the 7th to 1400 UTC on the 8th. Using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Another contest over next weekend is the All Asian DX contest. It runs from 0000 UTC on the 7th to 2359 UTC on the 8th. Using SSB only on the 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange of signal report and your age, while operators may send 00. In a busy weekend of contests, the IAIU Region 1 Field Day runs from 1300 UTC on the 7th to 1300 UTC on the 8th. Using SSB only on the 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. And finally, for contests over the full weekend, it's the IAIU 144 megs contest. This runs from 1400 UTC on the 7th to 1400 UTC on the 8th. Using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Well, there are two contests on next Sunday only. The 5th, 144 megs backpacker contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator, unsurprisingly. Running from 1000 UTC to 1400 UTC next Sunday is the Worked All Britain 2-metre QRO phone contest. Using SSB and FM, the exchange of signal report, serial number and WAB square. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0, KYA, G3, YLA and G4BAO. The past week was characterised by low solar flux index and relatively calm geomagnetic conditions. There were reports of numerous bradyche openings this week that livened up 10-metre band. On Thursday, these spread from Serbia through to Germany, Finland and Norway and were probably caused by a strong jet stream, which can be seen on the Met Office 300 millibar charts. The Space Weather Services Bureau of Meteorology in Australia has been reporting that its T-index, which can be best thought of as an equivalent sunspot number, has been hovering around zero after weeks of being very negative. This suggests that maximum usable frequencies may be up by 20% better than we've been experiencing, partly due to a quieter geomagnetic conditions and partly because of the seasonal change. Nevertheless, the Chiltern Ionosonde has been recording daytime F2 critical frequencies of about 4.3 to 4.7 megs. Given a maximum usable frequency over a 3,000 km path of between 14 and 18 megahertz. Next week, NOAA predicts a solar flux index of 67, but a large T-shaped coronal hole on the Sun threatens to push the K index up to 6 late on Saturday the 31st, or Sunday the 1st as solar matter hits the Earth's magnetic field. This may result in depressed HF conditions after an initial enhancement. These should settle by Tuesday or Wednesday, leaving the rest of the week with a K index of 2 or 3, and potentially better conditions. Now for VHF and Up news. The last week brought some welcome late-season sporadic heat in many parts of the UK, even reaching 2 metres on one occasion. This was an unusually widespread opening geographically, with most areas from Scandinavia round to Portugal being worked. Sporadic heat is possible into early September, so do be sure to check the various blogs and clusters for activity. You haven't got much time left to bag those missing squares. The coming week will see unsettled weather generally, with some showers or spells of rain, especially in the north. This may give a few opportunities for rain scatter. The south will be closer to high pressure over the continent and has the best chance of tapping into some tropo conditions, although it's not really a strong option until near the end of the week when high pressure builds in from the Atlantic. The moon is past perigee and declination goes negative again tonight, reaching minimum a week today. The EME week will be characterised by shortening moon windows and rising path losses. There are no major meteor showers this week, so stick with the usual pre-dawn enhancement for the best meteor scatter conditions. That's it from the propagation team for this week. That's it also from me, also until next week.